Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our aging hippie liberal douchebag. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this is Time Pop.
Pop. Yeah, every week we just try to get synchronized and it gets worse and worse every week.
So I'm going to totally peel back the curtain right here.
Okay.
For everybody out there. So Scott and I are recording two episodes today. I don't know.
What?
Double up. I don't know what order they're going to be released in, but we want to do more TV shows. And so I was just kind of digging around looking for some fun things to do. Twilight Zones are always fun. And I haven't seen any of the Jordan Peele, so let's get one of those in here. South Park, I mean, come on. Let's have some fun, for God's sakes. Like, let's dick around, talk about some nonsense.
And you know what, Des? Both of these have some pretty good social commentary, to be honest. Like, surprisingly.
The same social commentary. That's what I'm getting
at. Two totally different. One is, like, the dark side of the universe. The other one's and they're both biting satire and social commentary for sure.
So these episodes unwittingly had a common theme of racism running through it. So I just want to let everyone know out there, sorry we went heavy. We're not going to go super deep into that aspect of this because this is not the podcast for that. So just, I want you guys out there to know we get it.
This is our racism plus time travel episode. We've had horror time travel, rom-com time travel, now racist time travel. But great, everything's got its place.
And even on top of that, the episode that was to be that never was, I was originally going to do the South Park Thanksgiving episode, but that wasn't time travel, that was portals. And that also, I mean, as Thanksgiving is an inherently racist holiday.
Wow. Yeah.
So like I just was like trying to cobble together something for Scott and I to talk about, and the universe is like, oh, we're gonna get into it this week. So anyways, this episode we're talking about South Park episode season 8 episode 7, Goobax, or as they say,
it was everything we hoped it would be.
What's your South Park history, Scott? Are you big fan, small fan, don't give a shit?
I love it. I watched it in my earlier days. I think I'd only made it through a few seasons. Like, I just ended up getting busy and moving on. And I just actually started rewatching it again with my daughter, who thinks it's the best thing ever. So we're about 3 seasons in anyway. So I'm in a particular South Park phase. So she was happy to watch this one with me.
That is awesome.
Yeah. The humor is right up her alley. This was so great. And really, I didn't know anything about it. We're just watching time travel. And then you don't have to be too long into it. Be like, okay, they're making a comment on immigration here, clearly.
Clearly. But it's kind of a cool time travel idea that...
It's great. And they make fun of both sides of the fence for immigration. They make fun of the ignorant conservatives and also the like over-the-top douchey liberal hippies. Like, both kind of... They make fun of both equally, which is great.
Always great.
They clearly, I think... Their intention is the side of the right, and that, you know, that to support immigration, but still to show both sides and what a confusing topic it is, and bring in time travel. So, let's get into it.
So it starts off with Terminator style bubble time travel.
Well, wait, as a little precursor, the boys are going around trying to make money shoveling driveways.
Yes.
I think they offer like... Some woman offers like $8 and then he like talks some smack to her, like, well, I can't even wipe my balls with $8.
Oh,
like,
you're breaking my balls, ma'am. You're breaking my ball. Well, first Cartman says, we'll shovel your driveway for $8,000.
Yeah, yes. She offered 8. He said they're breaking their balls and they decide on 15.
So the boys are doing that. And then this future being comes out, a conglomerate of all earthlings, all the melting pot has all melted into.
Yeah, it's just a bald human. That's all you know. And the color is a little bit like goldish, tannish, brownish in between. And they come out, they go, wark, wark, and they go out and head out.
Yeah, all languages. Not only have the pigmentation all melted into one color, but all languages have melted into.
Yeah, yeah. So the news reports that there's a person from the future came through a portal. And right, they're saying in the future, they're a little more, everyone has no hair, a little more sexless, I think. And it's all the races and everyone's formed into one. There's only one. And the language is a fusion of all languages.
But there's a lot of them.
Which sounds like hiccup. Well, at first it's one.
Yeah.
And the language sounds like hiccup fart.
Well, no, I just mean in the future.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the future, they're super overpopulated. And so people have decided, and we don't, of course, it's South Park, so they don't get into how long time travel has been around. Did it just get invented?
It seems like this is the first one. They interview the first guy and they're like, hey, he came back here. We asked him why. He said for work. And there's not much work in the future. And if he gets work now and he puts into his savings by the future, it'll be enough for his family to live on.
Yes, that's the whole scheme, the whole going back in time and putting your money in Apple.
And then a few more start coming and then more and more.
And they're working for nothing. Because like I said, they have they're from the year 3045.
Yeah.
So they can throw a couple bucks in a bank account.
Oh, they're working for like 5 cents, 15 cents. Yeah.
They're working for nothing.
And the first thing is they take the boys go to shovel again. And she's like, oh, well, these guys are doing it for much less. And you see them
a quarter.
And they start going to like meetings of like a bunch of angry rednecks.
Take her job. So everyone's mad that they're taking her jobs, and they use the like, well, they're not taking any of the good jobs. They're just taking all the menial servant jobs.
Right. And the liberal dad is like telling his son, the son's getting pissed because he lost his shoveling job, and he's going to these meetings and he's starting to call them goobacks.
So the aliens, when they come through, they have this gel like substance that sticks to them through the time portal, and therefore they're called goobacks.
Yeah. And the dad scolds him and says, you know, no, you know, immigration and they have needs and why are they any different? And, you know, obviously until that happens, the dad loses his job. And then
He took your job. Oh, and they explain at the beginning. Okay. So this, we are using Terminator rule. This is a one-way time travel machine, not to be confused with the Back to the Future rules, which allows you to go forward and backwards. And the movie that has made a violent jump up our list of movies to do.
Yep.
And this is absolutely not Time Rider rules, which is just absolute nonsense.
Can we move that to like top of the list? It's a Mark Hamill, right? I believe. Yeah, I think it's that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those movies that I put on a while ago and I didn't watch very closely because I'm like, I'm going to have to watch this movie super close for the show eventually. So I'm not going to pay too much attention to it, but it was definitely nonsense.
I think that will scratch all of our itches, Des, of like movie that's so bad it's good. And it's Fred Ward. Time Rider, The Adventure of Lyle Swan. Oh my God, man. Yeah. Oh, that's his good stuff.
There's a couple of movies. Time Rider, Time Cop, and The Sound of Thunder.
We haven't done Time Cop yet?
No. We watched it for fun around the time that this podcast started.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so we never got back around to making it for the time. So like this year is pretty much solidified, everybody out there, but early 2024.
Yeah. Time Rider. Let's start the year with a bang.
We're going to have some fun.
Anyway, yeah, I love that they stayed at another Back to the Future reference. Love that this is Terminator rules one way. So it's they are now, and you see a bunch of talk shows. They're interviewing the conservatives who's saying like they took jobs and they don't deserve to live. And then there's like the liberal hippies that are just ignoring any reality or any effect on the economy. And
everybody has a right to come here, even if it ruins everything for everybody.
And the redneck is like mustache and flannel, and the liberal hippie's got like a ponytail and like flip-flops on over socks and a fanny pack.
The walking stick, just everywhere with the walking stick. And can I just say, this is not me. This is actually my father-in-law, but I'm going to repeat it for him. Colorado has done more advertising for their flag than any other state in the union. Like, can you think of any other state where, like, because they show the Colorado flag hanging in the background. And, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but that flag is everywhere. You don't see anyone else, like, selling that many stickers of their flag. And we have some cousins from Colorado, and they, like, every once in a while, they'll send us something. You know, you send your family things from your home state, and it's usually got that flag on it somewhere.
Oh.
And, like, I mean, I guess the bear from California is doing okay, but, like...
But we don't... And we love California. Californians love California, but no one's scouting that flag.
Yeah, yeah. And the Montana flag is just... got a bunch of nonsense on it. Like, you, if you put it on a shirt, you wouldn't know what the fuck you were looking at. Wow. All I say is, way to go, Colorado, for just throwing a Red Sea on a piece of cloth and making it consumable.
All right, it's time to get into probably our favorite part of this episode. they took our jobs. They want to take action to save their jobs. So they have to come up with a plan, and they're kind of suggesting different plans. One guy has a pretty logical plan that they just shoot down. I forgot what it was. Do you remember the guy that had like a really good idea? And they just like, no, you're ridiculous. What are you talking about? Oh, it was something about, I don't remember. It was like a really, global warming. He was like, what if we...
Oh, that's your logic. I was going to say, they said something about global warming, but I don't think that's the logical plan that you're talking about.
Well, they were like, but global warming, that doesn't even exist. Even if it did exist, that wouldn't happen. He's like, they're trying to kill the future. He said, let's make global warming worse so that the ice caps melt and then there's a new ice age. And the guy's like, global warming's not even a real thing.
Yeah, like, how can you call it global warming, but then it gets cold, the polar ice caps melt, but then it gets warmer? You're just an idiot.
Yeah. So... they come up with a plan. They have to like do something to affect the future.
So they need to basically like, how can we make the future less populated?
If we stop the future, then they won't come back and steal our jobs.
Or even, are they trying to? Oh, that's right. They do. They just say if there is no future,
trying to eliminate the future,
then there's no one to come back here. Dicker job.
Yeah.
So their plan
is to. What's the official wording? The plan is to make everyone gay.
Yeah.
The plan is let's make everybody gay and then they won't procreate. There'll be no future. And so they suggest that all these 60 men, these 60 lumberjacks, take off all their clothes and get a big gay orgy and start making everyone gay.
This is their protest rally, is to get in a big pile and hump each other. And again, these 60 men are going to absolutely bring the population to a screeching halt.
They're going to start making everyone gay. They're going to spread it. They're going to make them all gay. These redneck lumberjacks are. Oh, that's the genius of South Park.
Oh, they're so. Just do people start disappearing during the
no
gay sex rally?
No, nothing happens during the gay sex rally. Then someone suggests, "Hey, what if we just make the world?" Oh, they're interviewing Stan's dad, right, who just joined them because he lost his job. And then Stan's like, what if we just made the future better? And if we all took a heart and made the future better, then it wouldn't be bad and they wouldn't need to come back here. And then my second favorite part of South Park shows is when they make up their own song and do a montage. So they gotta make the world better.
You're gonna plan for a better place.
Yeah, so they're all just doing, and all the gay sex, they stop and go, what? Oh, we don't have to have gay sex? So they'll just start planting trees and giving gifts to people and feeding others. And slowly the future people start disappearing. We forgot to get into the whole point that as this was increasing, the schools were having them teach both languages.
Yes.
And people were starting to go to like fast food places and get frustrated they didn't speak English. Chicken. Yeah. They took the immigration thing pretty deep. Took it.
I was, My intro was this close to being chicken sandwich, but I couldn't let go of aging hippie liberal dude.
Chicken sandwich? Yeah. So they're just showing, like, now that the schools are half these kids, they have to start learning their language, which is...
And the kids start making the argument, if you're going to come, if you come to our time...
Learn our language.
You have to learn our language. And
so good. So good.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so they all start doing things for the future. And as they're doing nice things, the people from the future are disappearing back to the future style because I guess they made it so good and it spread.
Which wouldn't
well
happen.
You could argue, I mean, you know, just if it spread and the world made it better. But then halfway through it, they said, you know what? This is gayer than gay. So everybody just stopped doing nice things. And then all the guys take off their shirts again and get back into a gay world.
Oh, do they do a bit? I forgot about the end.
Yes. Then they all look back. And they said, this is gayer than what we were doing before. And then they went back. And they're, all right, take them off, boys. And they went right back to the gay world.
Oh, God. It's South Park's one of those. I was like you. Like, I watched the shit out of it for 8 or 10 seasons. And then, you know, I became an... You know, life took over. And now, like, I keep on wanting to... I like that you have someone to watch it with from the beginning because I keep on trying to go back and pick it up. It's so weird. I've from season 10 on, I've probably seen 50 episodes. I always end up on one of those 50 episodes that I've seen before. And then I just kind of get like, oh, I've seen that. I'll turn it off. And then I don't get back to it. And I did start watching. I did watch a couple seasons ago. When they started to do the continued stories, like around season 20, South Park started to do longer stories that lasted throughout the season, if not seasons. And I thought that was pretty interesting, an interesting turn for South Park. Oh, they did it during the election year, during the last election, I think is when they decided to do, they decided to have that thread go through. And then that worked so well, they kind of, so now a thread, I think, usually goes through each season.
Yeah.
But yeah, just anyone out there, if you haven't seen Basketball, do yourself a favor and go watch Basketball. Imagine Airplane meets South Park. Like, how is that not an amazing idea? And it's as amazing as it sounds, and Basketball is an amazing movie, and you need to go watch that.
Yes.
But this episode, it's such a brilliant idea. Like, someone really needs to do this in a something like this in a movie form, where people from the future are coming back because the future just sucks, and they just want to come back. Even if they don't fix it, they're like, you know what? I can't fix this. The world is a mess, but I just want to go back to 1990 and just go to Nirvana concerts and enjoy my fucking life. And then thousands of people start doing that, and next thing you know, nobody can get in to the first Nirvana concert because it's full of future douchebags. And then Nirvana can't get popular because no one from 1990 has ever heard of them. Only people from the year 3030 are going to Nirvana concerts, and then that ruins Nirvana even faster than already. Like,
that's gonna have a huge butterfly effect.
Someone tries to save Kurt Cobain. I didn't mean to get on this whole Nirvana kick, but now that I have, this is the through line, you know. And then people try to save Kurt Cobain, and then him surviving actually becomes a terrible thing, you know, because he had...
Yeah, the butterfly effect for something that would be huge.
Jesus has to die. Otherwise, he's not Jesus. If Kurt Cobain is in Las Vegas right now doing Elvis Presley...
Kurt Cobain ended up like doing like ballads in his older age, and you just hate to see it. He gets kind of chubby and doing the Vegas circuit. He becomes a crooner. That'd be so hard to see.
It's so amazing. All right, Scott. You have a one-way ticket to the past. What job do you want? You know, let's stay out of the fact that you're stealing jobs from someone in the local time. Let's not get into that. But you can go back in time to any job. What are you doing?
Again, you know, you always ask me, I take these questions so literally. It's like I have a family and
yeah,
loved ones out here. I'm just not going to go on a one-way ticket.
But by these rules, you end up coming back to your family, like, because you kind of end up creating a new timeline. Because if in this new timeline, your family is rich because of all the money you invested, then you don't go back in time. So this is a single loop that ends up, this is not a snake eating its own tail.
But my family and the timeline I'm leaving is bye-bye, and that they still keep going on.
But they're probably going to die of starvation anyways. Do you want to stay and watch your family die of starvation, or do you want to leave them alone knowing that you're going to create a better future?
But you're still going to eliminate these people. You're going to make another timeline with another of you and your family, but these ones that
these
you're
people
eliminate.
Are already dead, Scott. They're already dead.
Funny with these timelines, how like lives don't matter. Ethics. Yeah. Would you take it? You take the one-way
ticket? Ethics aside, what job do you want? What?
I'll take one-way ticket if it's like to save the universe. If the universe will all die, me going back saves the entire universe.
Scott, you're dodging the question. What old-timey job? You could go back and be a stagehand for the Rolling Stones, and you could be at oh no, they weren't at Rolling Stones at Woodstock? No.
No, I don't think so. Okay.
You could go back and be a stagehand for Jimi Hendrix and be at Woodstock, which is your dream of all dreams.
Yeah. Oh man, this is a toughie. How about I'll help run Def Jam Records?
Oh. And,
yeah. I'll join up with Rick Rubin and Russell Simmons. I'll be there with the starting cast of Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
These are good ones.
Now, are you good enough to be on the cast, or are you just on staff just so you can be near?
I'd want to be working with Spike Jones in his early days of music video and film production.
Now we're getting somewhere, Scott.
I'm giving you some gold gems here.
I would go back. I would be
actually, why would I not be just the fourth Beastie Boy? Why would I not just do that?
I want to be Bob Zemeckis' driver.
Ha! Are we supposed to take the menial jobs? Am I doing this wrong?
I'm the menial job kind of guy. Like, that's my thing. I like being the guy next to the guy. I don't want to work too hard, but I want to still, you know, I still get... Well, no, because if I'm the driver, though, I have to be sober. I'm not going to be sober in the 80s. Fuck that. That sounds terrible. Oh, I would be... I would be, God damn it, why can't I think of his name? Mrs. Doubtfire. Why can't I think of his
Robin name? Williams?
I would be Robin Williams' Coke guy.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Anytime Robin Williams needed an 8-ball, he'd send me to go get it.
That's great.
And I can say that because he didn't die of a drug overdose. You know, you can't say that yes. about.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah.
About someone who.
Right, you can't say Jimi Hendrix is like drug supplier.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that'd be, and you would know a lot of other people. You wouldn't just know Robin Williams. I mean, all the other people he's rubbing shoulders with, and
yeah,
you're getting dope for. Oh,
so do we give a TV show the clock rating also?
Yes.
Is that just for?
Yes.
Oh man, this one's got to get a pretty good rating, right? I mean, it's funny, it's smart. I'll give it. Is it 8.2 too much?
Whoa, 820?
8.2.
It's not 8.2. It's a.
Oh, sorry. You're right. It's 820. It's funny. It's smart. It's not based on any science. It's just hilarious and smart. So 820, I think.
Wow. Wow.
Is that too much?
No. I might get up there too. I'm just surprised. 820. Wow. I just.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I love this so much, but I feel like it's a great, but yeah, that's, I mean, we're doing a time travel podcast. So if the nugget of time travel is pretty good, and I mean, we've only rated one other movie so far. So I'm like, okay, well, if I gave Totally Killer a 730, do I do more with, because Totally Killer was a little bit more fleshed out and an interesting idea. And they went to the 80s. I mean, you got to love that. Wow. I'm really like, you really infected my brain.
You're welcome.
Because I'm like, I can't like give this a 6 o'clock if Scott goes 820. Like, can I really gouge it?
You can do whatever you want.
Gouge it that much?
We go different.
I'm going to go.
Eventually, I think we should have a big clock and we'll show the different movies all around the dial.
Oh, yeah. This will be the other thing. Like I said, for our rewatch, this will be one of the really fun things we'll do for our rewatch is we'll re-rate them.
All right. Rate it up.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
There it is.
I Yeah, that's not a very strong 7 o'clock, but you know,
you do a 7:30.
I don't think I can rate it the same as Totally Killer, and I don't feel, you know, there's definitely a recency bias, but I'm gonna go 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock's not bad. Nothing wrong with 7 o'clock.
It's an honorable score.
Oh, but it does go to 12 though. I keep forgetting this is not a 10-point system. This is a
Actually, you're right. I gotta go higher.
This is a 12-point system. So yeah, I'm gonna go 8 o'clock. I'm gonna go 8 o'clock on the 12-point system.
All right.
Yeah, I am going to go above Totally Killer. Do you want to go? Are you going to go 10 o'clock?
What did I say?
8:20.
Yeah, I want to say 8:45.
8:45. Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, South Park.
Thank you, South Park.
It took a jibs.
I'm going to do one big ending at the end of this. I'll put my spiel in from the end. I'll plop that in right here. Thank you for listening to Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/timepop. We have and will continue to produce great time travel content for free. But if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you'll receive an exclusive podcast every month on our Patreon page. So we're not doing time travel movies over there. We are doing multiverse, alternate dimensions. Who knows what we're going to get into? We've only done 2 episodes, so there's no telling where this is going to go. Scott and I talked about doing body swaps, maybe. But we've done Everything Everywhere All at Once and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse over there. And I also threw just to show my appreciation for all you early adopters, I threw in a Wheel of Time fantasy movie that's not about Wheel of Time. We got Dungeons and Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves over there. So you can check that out. So you got 3 episodes over there. You can get those for just $3 right here, right now. If you still like the show and you'd like to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at time_pop_pod. That is at Time Pop Pod. And we're also on Facebook now at officially Time Pop Pod. I was sharing our feed with my network, but I just felt like I needed to talk directly to my time travel fans. So we have just spread out all across the social media feeds at Time Pop Pod. That is at time_pop_pod. Keep sending us great movie recommendations or TV show recommendations, please, with the specific TV, with the specific episode in there. It's hard to comb through a full series sometimes and figure out what episode we should check out. So please send movies and TV episodes to timepoppod@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. See you in the future, best of the future.
I'll see you when I dig your jaw. I'm
going to
dig your jaw.
Come on, ladies, we're playing or not?
Yeah, but not that pussy-ass 2-on-2 you guys play in the suburbs.
What, you guys got something better?
Yeah, but it's this new game we picked up in the hood.
So what is it?
Okay. I shoot from wherever I want, right? And then you have to make that same shot or else you get a letter.
You mean like horse?
No, it's not like horse! Duh. It's baseball rules.
Yeah, like a single's from the free throw line.
Right, and a double's from the top of the key.
You can't shoot from the same place twice.
But a triple's from back here, and a home run's from behind the meatballs.
You miss, you get an out. Ready?
Break.
Whoa, what?
We can explain it more slowly if you need us to. You're not big sports guys?
No,
we get it. We get it, man.
Losers up first.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Come on, take your shot, guy.